Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to be joined here today by Assistant Secretary Posner to release our 2011 country reports on human rights practices. These reports, which the United States government has published for nearly four decades, make clear to governments around the world we are watching and we are holding you accountable. And they make clear to citizens and activists everywhere, you are not alone, we are standing with you. Now, as you know, this has been an especially tumultuous and momentous year for everyone involved in the cause of human rights. Many of us that have dominated recent headlines, from the revolutions in the Middle East to reforms in Burma, began with human rights, with the clear call of men and women demanding their universal rights. We will support people everywhere who seek the same, men and women who want to speak, worship, associate, love the way they choose. We will defend their rights, not just on the day we issue these reports, but every day. We're expanding access to technology and defending internet freedom because people deserve the same rights online as off. And we know that in the 21st century, human rights are not only a question of civil and political liberties. It's about the fundamental question of whether people everywhere have the chance to make the most of their God-given potential. Now, as these reports document, there is a lot of work that remains to be done. In too many places, governments continue to stifle their own people's aspirations. And in some places, like Syria, it is not just an assault on freedom of expression or freedom of association, but an assault on the very lives of citizens. The Assad regime's brutality against its own people must and will end, because Syrians know they deserve a better future. It's always been bewildering to me that so many government leaders don't want to make the most of the human potential of their own people. And so I don't expect this to be reading material everywhere, but I do hope somewhere in the corner of my mind that maybe a leader will pick it up and say, how do we compare with others? And what can we do today, tomorrow, and next year that will maximize the potential of more of our citizens?